These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, everybody, it's time for another Keshi Tapes interview. I'm John Hewlett, and this is Tape 50, and my partner is...
Favaz, yeah, 50, John. Two more, and it'll be a whole year.
Wow.
Crazy.
I never would have thought we had that many interviews, and then now that we've done all this searching for our interviews, we realize we have a lot more.
I just brought in, I don't know how many cassettes today, and I looked at each one, and there were interviews that I totally forgot about, like Robbie Krieger. I have a Robbie Krieger, and we already did Ray Manzarek of the Doors, and I'm looking at Kenny Wayne Shepherd and things like that, so we might be good for another year.
We might be. Wow. Well, we decided to do a little U-turn today. And instead of doing somebody from the world of music, we thought we'd do somebody from the world of sports. And there's a reason here in St. Louis why we're doing this week, because the Cardinals are in a heated pennant race with the Chicago Cubs. And they have four games against the Cubs in Chicago this coming weekend and three against the Cubs to finish the season here in St. Louis. So who's a legendary figure from the world of the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals combined, but the old legendary broadcaster, Harry Carey?
And when I hear Harry, like you just played me a little snip of it, I think of Mike Duran, who used to be our production director at KSU, because Mike could do a Harry Carey, like, spot on, and the material that he would come up with was funny. Like, I'll never forget Mike saying, "Donut hole." You know, I mean, you'd start laughing, you know, and when Mike would say donut holes, I would just crack up.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people who do Harry Carey impersonations, and people think, oh, they're so good.
Right.
You've not heard one until you've heard Mike Duran's impersonation.
What's his name? The big-time movie star does one. The guy that used to be on SNL, and I can't think of his name. Talladega Nights guy.
Will Ferrell.
Does one.
And it's not that good.
But it's not as good. No, and they've even dressed him up at times. And, you know, with the thick glasses. And so, anyway.
Well, this interview goes back to Friday the 13th, May 13th, 1994. And this was at Busch Stadium.
Okay.
Busch Stadium 2. Now, the setup was this. There were two elevators, one that went from the press box down to level one, which did not go down to the level where
clubhouse.
The field is, clubhouse and field level.
You had to
get off of that one and go get on another one to go down one more floor.
Okay.
So, or you could take the steps.
Okay.
And the other elevator went from the press box all the way down to the field level. Okay.
All right.
So I see Harry Carey coming, and I said, oh, my God, I got to get an interview with him. And I got my intern with me at the time, Tony Hubert.
I remember Tony.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I got the microphone. Tony's got the cassette machine.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes Harry. And I said, oh, my gosh, Harry's going to get on the elevator here. I want to interview Harry, so I want this to last as long as possible. Let's get Harry on the wrong elevator, which doesn't go all the way down to the floor.
Oh, so you're thinking.
So I could talk to him longer. So Harry goes, well, which elevator do I take here? So Harry, this one, okay? So during the course of the interview, I'm talking to him before he gets on the elevator. We're talking on the elevator. We get off the first elevator. We walk over to the other elevator. It's not coming. I said, Harry, we can walk down the steps. So we take off down the steps, and the interview continues down the steps.
So this was a mobile interview.
Yes, we're walking.
I love it.
We're walking down, and you'll hear us go down the stairways and the echoey hallway and everything.
I love it.
I'm doing all I can to lengthen this thing so I can get as much from Harry as I can.
Right.
So that's the setup, and you'll need to know that, because halfway through the interview, when we go from one place to the next, the cord of the microphone pops out of the tape machine.
Uh-oh.
And Tony's on the ground on his hands and knees trying to grab the mic and stick it back in the tape machine.
We didn't miss much, do we? We don't miss much?
There's a little bit but I edited it to where, because what you're also hearing here is a playback of that interview from the morning show.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So there'll be other people commenting and laughing in the background.
All right.
Bird and Carl and people like that.
Maybe Jim Ellis, too.
Yeah, I think Jim Ellis was there, too. Guys we used to work with on the morning show back in the 90s.
Yep.
All right, so.
Here we go. John is bending over now because our cassette player is way at the bottom.
Yeah, this is off cassette. It's good quality. Harry, congratulations on 50 years broadcasting Major League Baseball.
Well, I don't know about congratulations, but it is a long time.
Yeah, and what's your favorite memory of 50 years, Harry?
Oh, there's so many of them. Primarily, most of the big memories involve Stan Musial.
Big memories.
Did they hit five home runs? Is this what we've done?
Says Bird, big memories.
Big memories.
Okay. Hey, go. Let's go, Harry. Let's go. We're going on.
Okay, now this is the first elevator coming to an end. I walk out of the elevator. The cord pops out of the machine.
And in the
Tony's
process,
crawling on the floor trying to grab the microphone cord to stick it back in the machine.
They're doing the interview still. They're just walking down the hall.
That sounds just like the U-Man. Hey, I don't need no equipment. I'll do an interview for myself.
So here, okay, so we get it back in.
And now we're the other is located just off 18th and Shoto. And I know when you were a little boy, you sold newspapers on that street corner.
Right,
every time I pass there, I think of you. Now there's just a liquor store, Harry.
Well, I tell you, there used to be a Lindsay Lending Library, and across the street, friends of mine called the Lewis Brothers had a grocery store.
Now, let me tell you that. Let me tell you a story about that. The Lewis Brothers he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
My first wife was Barb Lewis.
Yeah?
And she was the niece of the guy the people he's talking about.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, the Lewis family.
That's funny. I can't help but think of Mike Duran. Mike sounds just like Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the older Harry Carey.
Yeah,
the old Harry
Carey.
And that was what made Mike's imitation so funny, too, because he did all the stumbling. And
oh,
the,
my God.
And
I knew the Lewis brothers.
You did. Well, yesterday, Bob Costas was doing a taping, the thing they're going to run the night before the All-Star game in Chicago. And we went down there, and I went in the house and all that. I didn't remember much about it, but it was good to see.
Deep down inside your heart, Harry, are you a Cardinal fan?
Oh, no, not any longer.
Are you drunk?
Well, the reason I asked that, because Harry was born here in St. Louis, so you'd think that he still would have
some... He started his career in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you think that little piece of his heart would still be a Cardinal fan.
But he says... And once again, you're hearing people interject here, like I just heard Bird say, are you drunk?
Right.
You know, that was Bird.
Right.
The Cubs game is over. Then I want to see the see what the Cardinals in, and I hope that they won when we we're not trying to stay ahead of them. But, my roots are in St. Louis. I have...
That's Bird. He just won't leave it alone. I know. Sometimes you just...
got to shut the fuck up. That's what you got to do.
Sometimes.
Son living here. I have a daughter, Michelle, with a couple wonderful grandsons. So I have a lot of reason to still love St. Louis very much, which I do.
Harry, okay. you have a...
We got to go to work.
Yeah, this elevator's not catching us.
Harry's starting to lose his patience with me, okay?
Because
he's waiting for this second elevator, and it's not coming. So he's got to get down and do an interview before the game, for the radio broadcast.
Right.
For the TV broadcast.
Right.
Harry, you have a great image, and part of that image is the fact that you were you love to party and have fun with the fans. And I think some people think that, well, Harry Carey has been up there all those years drinking one beer after the other in the broadcast booth having a good time.
Yeah.
Is that what about that image?
Well, let me tell you. Number one, I love to drink.
Yeah, you bet. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
I like to drink. Number two, I'm amazed most sports announcers don't do that.
He's amazed. More sports announcers don't get drunk while they're doing the games.
Oh,
and they used to do that.
And they did.
Yeah. I mean, Mike Shannon, I think even Jack, too, during the, the 70s
Can't
and
now.
80s. No, there's no drinking anymore. But and it was free, and they just you just walked into the lounge there and you just, filled up, drank as much as you wanted during the course of a game.
Yep.
I like to go from one bar to another. I go into a bar. I'll buy the people a drink. That's how I find out what people want to hear in the broadcast.
Sure.
Why read books? Why listen to voice teachers? If you're going to broadcast sports, find out what the people want to hear.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I've been doing for 50 years.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Harry. Congratulations.
Where the hell's the elevator?
He's getting pissed at me. He's looking at me saying that, where's the hell the elevator? He's looking right at me,
You had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Should be coming. This has usually the most reliable elevator.
What other way is it?
Down the steps over here. Let's go. Come on, Harry. I'm going to show you down there. Here we go. What'd you say, Harry?
I missed my first broadcast of 50 years.
It'll be your fault, John.
Oh, man.
We don't want that to happen. We're rushing with Harry Carey through the bowels of Busch Stadium to get him down on the field.
And the way he ends this interview to me is, I just love it, okay?
Wait, it's funny.
So he can do. We're gonna do the lineups down here, Harry. Oh, an interview with the manager. Manager. Hello, guys. Hello. We brought with you here. We're helping Harry get on the field.
Sure.
Harry, all these years of broadcasting.
You're helping him.
You come to Busch Stadium. You know your way around here. You don't need me, do you?
No, I don't. I really wonder what the heck you're doing following me around.
It's an honor for me to follow you around, Harry. You are an idol.
Good luck to you, okay?
All right, Harry. You take care. Can the Cubs come back?
Well, it's a long road to the end, but they're going to have to get better.
Yeah, a lot better. The pitching's bad, Harry.
Yeah, right.
Take care, Harry Carey on KC95.
Hello, everybody. This is Harry Carey, a Cub fan and a Bud man.
What's that? Did he do something for you?
No, we went to a promo afterwards.
Oh. You're listening to Bird and the Rock. The Rock and the Roll. What is that?
Rock and Roll Morning Show.
Rock and Roll Morning Show on KC95. Holy cow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
That was funny.
Yeah. The Cubs are pitching. Goes, yeah, right. Get out of here. Oh, man. See, many times after that, because he would come back for a long time, and then he quit traveling, and
right.
You didn't see him anymore. It was sad. But yeah, and what's his wife? What was her name? Bert, not Bertie.
Not Dusty.
She was always with him.
Yeah, she always, we used to watch when the games were on WGN on TV. I used to watch them all the time at my friend's house. And I'll never forget when the Cubs had Jody Davis as the catcher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the ball, there were run, the Cubs were in the field. The ball went in, the ball got away. And Jody Davis held on to the ball. And I'll never forget Harry Carey just yelling, "Throw the ball! Throw the ball!" And I'm like, no announcer would ever be yelling like that. It was great.
Throw that ball. There's also times where with the Cubs would make a mistake and you go, oh, God.
Yeah.
They just get so frustrated, man.
Do you remember the director that he always referred to? First name, Arnie.
Oh.
Arnie Warren. He would always say, Arnie, get a picture of, I can't do a good Harry, but, get a picture of those two on the, Arnie all the time.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Skip Carey, his son, who passed away.
Yeah.
Announced for the Atlanta Braves for a long time, and that his grandson,
Chip
Carey, still works for the Chicago Cubs, I think.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think. No, who's it? No, Atlanta. The Braves. Yeah, the Braves.
Like Skip did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good one.
I know. I love Harry. That. I love that one. I wish I went. I don't know where the raw recording is. That's the one I want to find, because this is a playback off the air. And as you heard other guys commenting and talking over
it. It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it kind of adds a little something.
Now, you
to
have
it,
a Jack Buck one, too, though, don't you?
I have interviews with Jack Buck, and I have Jack Buck interviewing me when I was just beginning as the stadium announcer at Busch Stadium in 83 and 84.
Hopefully the Cardinals make the playoffs. I think we should do one of those.
All right. So. There you go.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed Harry Carey today on episode 50 of the KC Tapes to coincide with the Cardinals-Cubs series coming up here very soon in St. Louis. Thanks for listening. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan, and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'm Favaz, and I'll see you guys next week.
Adios,
AMF,
my friends.
Harry would say adios, motherfucker. I know he would.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.